Hey guys, the thing that I'm going to be thinking about today from Genesis 6 is the Israelites' response when Moses comes to tell them the good news. He comes to tell them that God has heard their cries, that he's going to rescue them from slavery, redeem them, and then take them into the promised land. I mean, that was some cause for some celebration. They should have been jumping up and down for joy. But instead, from their response, they don't want to even hear it. They just doubt it. They don't believe it. They're so discouraged because of the harsh life circumstances that they're facing and the problems right immediately in front of them. So they doubt that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. And before we judge them too harshly, I know I do that same thing all the time. As Christians, we have the most reason out of anyone to be optimistic and joy-filled and peaceful because we know that we have eternity with God waiting for us in heaven. But so often, all I can see when I look at life are the problems right in front of me, and I lose that eternal perspective because I'm just so consumed with my worries and anxieties and fear. And so today, I'm going to remind myself to not respond like the Israelites, but to respond to whatever I'm facing, whatever trials I'm going through, whatever pain I'm going through, with the perspective that this is not the end of the road for me, and that I have eternity to look forward to, and because of that, I can be optimistic no matter what.